Hey, recordings. It's been a very long time since I have done a ramble. And I try to have some purpose to these rambles because sometimes I can get sidetracked and talk about nothing. But I've had a couple conversations recently that have made me think. And it started with a post. Somebody that I had recently met and started chatting with had posted some time ago on a subreddit called First Impressions. And I had never noticed it before. It was a new subreddit to me. But I thought the idea was interesting that you would post a picture of yourself. You know, some people post full body pics, some people just post their face, whatever. And people respond with what they assume about you based on your photograph. And the intention of the subreddit is not for it to be a malicious thing. I thought it would be interesting because depending on what area of my life I'm in, meaning my work life or my home life or my online life, I tend to give off a different impression. I've had coworkers say to me that I'm intimidating. In the work environment, I can totally get that. It's kind of the nature of the beast with what I do. I have to sort of command respect, and to do that, I have to show no vulnerability, which sounds kind of hard-nosed and whatever, but it fits with the environment I'm in. In my personal life, I tend to be a joker, and I've always been that way. It's kind of the thing that, you know, make everybody laugh before they laugh at you. So from a very young age, I've been the comedian, and I'm comfortable with that. Online is an entirely different situation. All the things that I'm most insecure about are gone. For me, all of my insecurity stems from physical things, and online, you sort of have the ability to hide those things that you're most insecure about. And so, it was maybe not the wisest decision I ever made to post on that subreddit, only because sometimes people are assholes. I know you're thinking, what? Not here. Yeah. Yeah, they are. And before you go looking for the post, I've already taken it down. I got the information I needed. That was all I needed. I did get some good feedback, so it wasn't all bad. But I was sort of intrigued. And I started to wonder how many of us sort of retreat into this online world to escape insecurities. A lot of us from recordings are either also subscribed to some of the Gone Wild subreddits, or are familiar with them, or post over there, or whatever. And for me, I started over there, posting audio porn. I came from Literotica, and then from there ended up on recordings because I was invited to live stream, and it opened up a whole other world of recording for me. But the commonality here is it's all sort of audio. And when you only have the audio to listen to, you can sort of create the fantasy in your head, right? So when that fantasy takes a step further and becomes real, in the sense that there's a face, a body, a visual to go with it, for some people that's no big deal. For others, it's a very scary prospect. And I don't mean from the aspect of being discovered. I just mean the insecurities come back. All of a sudden, you don't feel as sexy anymore. You don't feel as pretty anymore. You are sort of thrown back into reality. And so what I've been wrestling with the last couple days is the reality of how unhealthy that probably is. I guess it depends on how you look at it. For me, it's probably pretty unhealthy. It's a fairly decent escape. And my nature is to want to believe that people are good, that they mean what they say, but my inner voice is so much louder. So it makes it really hard to believe someone when they say that the visual matches up with their fantasy, when you know in your head that it doesn't. Couldn't possibly. And maybe that just comes from being burned. I don't know. And some people are going to listen to this and go, I can't relate to her at all. I don't know what she's talking about. And that's okay. You don't have to. It's not something I would wish on anybody else. But I know, I know there are some of us that are all in the same boat here. And we understand this same panic. When you meet someone, you're chatting, you're having a good time, you're enjoying their personality, they're enjoying yours. Then all of a sudden they say, send me a pic. Panic. And it's not panic because I haven't been honest. I am the first one, probably too soon, to offer up, yo, I'm a fat chick. Just be clear. Just understand what you're dealing with here. Because my biggest fear is that someone would feel like they've been tricked. I think a lot of people, some of my best and closest friends, say to me, Allie, if they don't love you, if they don't like you the way that you are, they aren't worth your time. But that is, it's so easy to say when you're not the one feeling the sting. When the person you're talking to is faced with the reality and all of a sudden they're not interested anymore. No explanation, no nothing except, yeah, I had something different in my head. But it's all in fun, right? It shouldn't be this serious. It's not. I don't know. I think the escapism of it is fun. It's fun to get away from all the things you worry about for a while. I wonder if sometimes it doesn't make reality a little harder to deal with. I don't know. I'd be interested to see what other people have to say about it. So, you can post a response in the comments, or you can post a response on recordings, or you can go, my God, she's off her rocker, and ignore me completely. It's up to you. All right, that's enough rambling for one day. Peace out, yo.